When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's 1 o'clock, time for the Joy Business Report. My name is Kenneth Jesse. In the headlines, Bank of Ghana cautioned more than 20 financial institutions over failure to submit data to credit reference bureaus as it signals intention to take some tough measures against such firms. Also, operations at Ghana's major ports and harbors likely to grind to a halt as freight forwarders and trade unions begin a protest against shipping lines over unfair practices. We'll tell you more. And later, government is to embark on a move to review the Fisheries Act to promote sustainable fishing. Well, the Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, Solid Protection. Well, let's begin from here, as the Bank of Ghana has signaled its intention to take some tough actions against banks and other financial institutions that are not complying with the credit reference bureaus. This caution was captured in the annual credit reporting data for 2023. George Riafe has the rest of the story.
Under the country's credit reporting laws, all financial institutions, including commercial banks, are supposed to submit data on their good and bad clients with the credit reference bureaus. However, it appears some of these institutions are not complying with the law in terms of sharing this data with the credit reference bureaus in the country. The Bank of Ghana first had this challenge with the commercial banks as they didn't want to share information on their good clients with the bureaus, fearing that other commercial banks would go after them. But it appears this challenge has moved to other financial institutions like the microfinance and rural banks. This has resulted in a total of 16 microfinance institutions and 6 rural and community banks cautioned by the Bank of Ghana for failing to subscribe to the services of the credit reference bureaus, or let's say submit data to these institutions. The annual credit reporting data also show that the workings of these bureaus are helping to improve credit extension to businesses and individuals in the country.
George Riafe with that report. The Ghana Association of Banks have called for calm in activities leading to the general parliamentary and presidential elections in December this year. According to the association, the country's banking sector has been set on a growth path in the past few months, hence the need to maintain this growth in order to attract more progress for the economy. President of the association, Kofi Adomako, has been speaking to Joy Business.
So we still have some challenges. We have an election coming up in the next few weeks or 2 months away. Election coming up, people must remain very calm, for we are nurturing a very fragile financial environment. Okay, we've gone through a lot over the last 2 years, and we need to make sure that the politics of the country doesn't kill the economics of the country.
Sorry for the poor quality in sound there, but that was the president of the Ghana Association of Banks, Kofi Adomako. Now, stakeholders in the education sector have commended the Young Investors Network for organizing the National Financial Literacy and Investment Workshop. According to them, the initiative will deepen the knowledge of teachers in the technicalities of finance. Sharing his remarks on this, Jerry Bwachidankwa, marketing manager at the Ghana Stock Exchange, explained that equipping educationists with the necessary financial know-how will greatly impact the younger generation. He spoke to Joy Business.
believe that it's a train the trainer, because when the teachers understand how the stock exchange or the capital market operates, then they will be able to pass it on to these students. So it's one of the new things that we have added over the years is the students alone, and you have one or two teachers. But this time around, we try to bring a lot of teachers together to actually train them on investment, on savings, on the operations of the stock exchange, so that they will understand and then they can also pass it on to the students. So that once we leave the programs, it's not the end of it. The teachers, they themselves will be knowledgeable in how the capital market operates, and they can continue the conversations even after we have left these engagement programs with the students.
Well, let's bring in more stories this afternoon as the Ghana Institute of Freight Forwarders and allied trade bodies have expressed resentment against some practices by shipping lines. The protest is fueled by a number of grievances, including what they describe as exploitative pricing by shipping lines, arbitrary fees, and the imposition of demurrage charges even on weekends and public holidays. They are calling on the Ministry of Transport to intervene to ensure fair trade practices at the ports. Some of the freight forwarders have been speaking to Joy Business.
Contract of service that is signed at a port of origin is always CYCY, that is from container yard to container yard. So if I release my container with the shipping line and you take it to the container yard, which is the terminal, after I have unstored my containers, you slap me with another amount to pay. This actually adds to the cost, and we are also saying they should scrap this because it is not our cost.
When one ships a car, you take delivery of the car last week, the quotation you give to the fellow definitely change for this week because the rate is not the same.
If the port is working 24/7, if customs is working 24/7, all the other agencies are working 24/7, there should be no reason why the shipping lines are not working 24/7.
So I'm calling on the transport minister to look into all these fees that are charged by these shipping lines.
You heard some freight forwarders pouring out their frustration into Joy Business. Now, the Fisheries Development and Aquaculture Ministry has been engaging stakeholders in the fishing sector in Kumasi on reviewing the Fisheries Act for Sustainable Fishing Management. This has been necessitated by the lack of legislation and policies to contain activities of the sector under the current Fisheries Act 2002 with threats to public consumption. There's more in this report.
Since its enactment in 2002, the Fisheries Act, Act 625, has only seen two amendments in 2014 and 2015 to address the changing trends in the sector. The last review saw the inclusion of new regulations regarding measures to deter and eliminate illegal, unreported and unregulated fishing. Director of Policy and Evaluation at the Fisheries and Aquaculture Ministry, Eric Ba, explains.
That is the main challenge that we have identified regarding the aquaculture operation. With the inland, like I said, it's free range. There are no regulations. They do whatever they like. Illegal, unregulated, unreported fishing activities, which used to be at the marine. And now it's taking place in the inland too.
The new act seeks to rebuild fish stocks to enhance the socio-economic conditions of fishing communities, create employment within national and international frameworks and standards. It would also improve food security while contributing to gross domestic product and foreign exchange earnings. Consultant to the ministry, Doris Yaboah, explains the new act would ensure increased enforcement and monitoring of the sector.
A lot of things we are trying to formalize. We are trying to get people to be formal with the system so that we can really get them to do the right things.
For Joy News, my name is Emmanuel Bratkwiko.
That was a business desk report. Chief Executive of the Ghana Trade Fair Company Limited, Dr. Agnes Adu, is urging holidaymakers to use the opportunity to patronize Made in Ghana wares to support the local industry. Dr. Adu made this call in a remark to open the Osajafo Made in Ghana exhibition as part of events to celebrate the birthday of the late Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, Ghana's first president. She said the initiative is part of activities to fulfill the former president's vision to industrialize the Ghanaian economy.
So we believe that when you create platforms like this, fairs like this, where our singular focus is to promote Made in Ghana, when you look around, there are products everywhere, proudly made by our own hand. Your neighbor, your friends, your family members, their companies are thriving. We are producing things here. We are consuming what we eat. We are wearing what we make. We are exporting what we make. It is really the only way that we can industrialize and also improve the economy.
That was CEO of the Ghana Trade Fair Company, Dr. Agnes Edu. Now, for your pension table, Money Lab, we will share insights on the pensions architecture of Ghana.
Hello, welcome to Money Lab. My name is Ransford Matekole, Head of New Business Advisory at Enterprise Trustees. Today, we will be talking about the three-tier pension scheme in Ghana. The National Pensions Act 2008, Act 766, established a contributory three-tier pension scheme for all workers in the country. Tier 1 is your mandatory 13.5% basic salary contribution managed by SNIT. Tier 2 is the mandatory 5% contribution managed by a private corporate trustee. And Tier 3 involves the voluntary provident fund and personal pension schemes also managed by a private corporate trustee. Till we come your way again on our next episode of Money Lab, please remember to plan well and retire well.
So that's it for the Joy Business Report for today. But every day, people face different emergencies. Police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one you'd want to remember. *770#. Yes, *770# is the new Ecobank money emergency number. *770# gives you an instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility bill payments, airtime and data purchases, and so more. You don't need internet for this. You just have to dial *770#. No need to panic in any money emergency situation. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Just dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. My name is Kenneth Jesse. Bye for now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.